Blog Talk Radio.
What is this? Oh boy, okay. Speaker. Nah, you're nothing. No, I didn't. Sophie? Me can't get this up for one. And I hear nothing. I am not hearing nothing from the phone. No, get nothing. Sophie? Where's she there? She gone? Sophie? I don't know anything she inside there. Why not? She nothing. Till det prande oss. No, no, what happened? Today I tried it, now go on with nothing. I left this up on the other night. Hello, 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 my dear beloved. You guys hearing me? Hello? Welcome, 985232. Your line is open. You hearing me? Hello? It was something I must have found the other night. It never happened. That must be the old one. This must be the old one. Sure enough. The old one. Talk. Beloved brothers and sisters, this is Sister Powell. Welcome again. There was a little error with me. I was trying to get on and eventually I couldn't. God is good. I apologize for the late start. Now it's 7:35. But I just welcome everyone. We have the song Softly and Tenderly. We're going to let that play and then we will start in a word of prayer. Okay?
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See, on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for
tenderly, Jesus is calling. As Jesus is calling all of us to come home, we are going to ask you all to bow your head. Let me start with a word of prayer. Father, we just want to thank you for the privilege of prayer. We want to thank you for this Health Thursday night, that we can come before you boldly to the throne to give you thanks and to bring praises and to bring honor to your name. We want to thank you for your love that you have for each and every one of us. Lord, if some of us went to work, you took them out and you brought them back safely. Some was home doing their chores, you protect them. Some went to school classes, Lord, you brought them back safely. And now, as we come to sit at your feet, we ask you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon each and every one of us. We want to give you the praise that due to you. You are so good, and because you are so good to your children, tonight we come boldly, Lord, to present to you, Lord, all what you have done and to let you know how much we appreciate you and what you have done for us. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, sorry for the late start. We have technical difficulties a while ago, but God is good. He is able to allow us to be on the line once more. And we have our opening scripture, and we have two people put up, and then I'm going to open the line for the first person to read for our opening scripture, Genesis 1, 29 to 30, the last part of 30. And the second one is 3 John 1 to 4. So I'm going to open the line for the first person to read. A person put up there, and a while ago they took it off, but the first person, 985-232. As this line is a line that we, you know, work together and share together, we are asking 985 if they could read the first scripture for me, for us. If you can, if you can't, you just say no, you can't, right? So the first scripture is Genesis 1, and I do open the line for 985, that 985 would read it. And the second one is 518-8482. You can do the second scripture, and the third one is 843-206. So you guys going to read it. Yes, so 985. Welcome again, and thank you for reading the scripture.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda from Houma, Louisiana. Number one says, Genesis 1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
Oh, Sister Brenda, it's for 29. 29, chapter what? 29, and God said, behold, I have given you evergreen herb, that one.
Genesis 1:29.
Yes, 1:29, and the last part of 30. You can read the whole 30. 1:29, and then 30 verses.
Okay, Genesis 1:29. Oh, right. One.
Okay. If I need Sister Brenda, if you don't, we can. I will.
No, ma'am. I'm not doing nothing. I'm just trying to get it. One. 29.
Yes. And God said.
What did he say? And I have, you say 1:29.
No. Genesis 1, verses 29 and 30. Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30.
Chapter 1.
Yes,
29.
Yes.
Okay, I got it now. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb barren sea, which is upon the face of all the earth and every tree, and which is the fruit of the tree, yearing seed. To you it shall be for meat. 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creep upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda. And the third scripture now for 518-48, the second scripture for, 518-482 is 3 John 1, verse 1 and verse 4. Your line is open, 518.
Okay, I got it. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, my dear sister, for reading. Sisters, for reading. And the third scripture now, and then we will just come to the conclusion as open. 843-206, the third scripture is Revelation 22, 1 and 2.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Carla. Amen. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Verse 2 says, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear sister Tamiko. So we just want to thank Sister Brenda, Sister Cancinelli, and Sister Tamiko for bringing the scripture readings to us. And as we read a while ago, we saw how God loved us. He loved us from the beginning, creation, right? What he has done for us, right? He had provided, he had made a way that he provided our food from the tree, right? Where he said, from every herb bearing seeds, right, and every tree in which it is was for food. So we have a loving Father who care about us. And then he wants us, this truth that he have given unto us, he wants us to go and share with others, to let others know how he loves us so much that from creation he provided all these things. And you know what? We found that both in Genesis, the Old Testament, and the New Testament. And you know, the end of everything, Revelation, it is telling us that God, our loving God, our loving Savior, had provided what he provided and what he is going to give us again. He showed me the river where we will be getting good, pure, crystal water to drink. And also in the midst of that, he is going to bring back the wonderful loving tree of life that we read about in the Garden of Eden with our first parents, and what he had told instruction to our first parents not to eat from that tree. And we saw what the devil have done, Satan have done, and caused that tree of life to be hidden away from us, right? Because of sin. But one day, as we read a while ago, what God has told us that he is going to bring back, he said, in the midst of the street of it, and on the side of the river was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yielded our fruit every month. All right? And also the leaf for the healing of the nation. And I do know every one of us on this line here tonight are praying and are asking each day. Sanctification is when we really, really give our mind, our heart, our soul, the whole body to Christ. And there is where he promised us righteousness by faith. And righteousness by faith in Christ will allow us, my dear beloved and this life, to eat of that tree of life, to eat some of those wonderful fruits that he had promised, and also to see the tree of life again. Though that is so precious in his sight and of all the promises that God promised us. So, my dear beloved, let us hold tight. Let us continue to strive to the mastery so we will enjoy these wonderful, wonderful promises, right? Everyone, food, water, love, and health and strength that he will give, what he promised us, that we will accept it. So let us accept it now and also share the truth. What he says, beloved, I want you to share this truth out there, because I love when you do it, and I love when you settle in the truth, you will be able to share it. So God is good. He's so great. So, my dear, we know we have our dear view sister every night present a quote, and when you look on the iPad or the computer, you saw these wonderful promises and quotes that she had put up. We just want to let her know, Sister Carlo, we appreciate what you do, because I know it's time, and you, in your busy schedule, you set aside that you could present this quote, and we have to read it to our brothers and sisters, that we know that, you know, these words bring power to us and also help us in our daily life, and also to go and witness to others. So it reads, the love which Christ diffuses to the whole being is a vitalizing power. Every vital part, the brain, the heart, the nerves, it touches with healing. By it, the highest energies of the being are aroused to activity. It frees the soul from the guilt and sorrow, the anxiety that most people have now, and care that crushes the life forces. With it comes serenity and composure. It implies in the soul joy that nothing earthly can destroy. Joy is the Holy Spirit, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this land. Health giving, life giving joy. So when we have joy within, there is no one can take away that joy, right? Joy is that joy that in people, I love you. Happiness, happiness, happy. So happiness is something you may happy. You get something today and you are happy, right? Tomorrow you don't get it, you are sad. But when you have, when that joy planted within you, we know it is the Holy Spirit, and there is no one can take away that joy, right? So we just want to thank God for all these words to encourage us to build our character so that we will be able to stand. So, Sister Carla, we just want to say again, thank you. And thank everyone who participated so far. And as tonight is Health Thursday, my dear beloved, we know that God gave us 8 laws of health. And you know what? If we follow these laws of health, you know, we will not be able to be fooled, right? Because there is a lot of doctrine is out there. But we know God gave us 8 laws of health to help us, our own body, and to share with others. And it is New Start. And New Start, we have the letters, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. And I know I have my dear beloved dear will also share a little. I could tell, but I don't want, I alone to take up the time to share a little, you know, of the things that they have used, and even with the 8 laws of health, what these words and letters stand for, and what good it is to us as a human being. So I'm going to start open the line now. I will open the first line. I will open 843-206. You can share, and also your prayer request at the same time. That's because we will start a lot, start and allow everyone, I would like everyone to share that, you know, we take part, because this line is a line where we share, right? We read our scripture, we see that we share with singing, we share with testimony and praise, just for us to do it, that everyone will get the opportunity to share. We don't have really a speaker yet. Our sister Stephanie is at class, and eventually, you know, brothers and sisters, but we have so much things that we can share and read and present a study class group, you know, because we are studying each day. So this line is open, 843-206. Your line is open. This time now for you to share.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. This is Sister Tamiko from Florida, and I'm just so glad to be
you
here tonight.
You are very low, Sister, on my phone. I don't know what happened. Sure, turn it up to the book, and I am not getting nothing. So you have to try to be for me a little higher. All I try with my phone is not going up. So.
Okay. Can you hear me better now, Sister Powell?
Yes, I hear you a little bit better.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm trying. Okay. I turned it all the way up, so I'm just grateful to be here tonight, praising the Lord and giving him praise and glory and honor because he's so worthy to be praised. And this is Sister Tymeko from Florida. I thank the Lord for bringing me through another week. I thank him for safe travel and mercies for all of us, all of those who are working, for the Lord has always been with us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. And I would like to talk about exercise tonight. And I have a scripture here, Proverbs 31:17. She girds herself with strength. God designed you to be physically active no matter your age or your physical limitations. There is likely something you can do to increase your level of activity. We are created for action, and it is impossible to be truly well without exercise. It provides us with great vitality and extra energy and longer life. Exercise helps us to feel good. It is effective in fighting depression and relieving anxiety and stress. Exercise increases energy levels, making us more efficient and productive in all that we do. And exercise helps one to reach and maintain proper weight. It burns calories, builds muscles, and increases metabolism. Exercise also enhances circulation, which in turn improves memory and mental ability and promotes better sleep and faster healing. It decreases the pain and stiffness of arthritis by delivering blood to the joints, and it can relieve headaches as well. Exercise strengthens the bones, helping them to retain calcium and other minerals, thus adding in prevention of arthritis. And exercise also helps protect the heart disease by strengthening the heart, decreasing blood pressure and the heart rate, and lowering LDL, bad cholesterol, while raising HDL and good cholesterol. Exercise aids digestion and promotes intestinal activity and reducing gas and constipation. So I just wanted to share that, my little health note for exercise. We should definitely exercise and always remain in God's word, the Bible. So I thank you for letting me share, Sister Powell, and I'm asking for prayer requests for everyone on the prayer line tonight. I'm praying for the whole Advent Life prayer line, all my beloved sisters and brothers. And I also am praying for Sister Stephanie and KJ and Kaja. I'm praying for Sister Carl and her family. I'm praying for Sister Leola and her family as well, and Brother Eli, his mom, and family as well. And I'm just lifting up every single person, asking for prayer also for my family and my children, grandchildren, and I'm praying for the nation. So I love you all. God bless you, and thank you so much for opening my line. God's blessings to you. Love you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for coming on and sharing a new start and one out of new start exercise, right? Look how many benefits we get from exercise. I do hope, my dear beloved on this line, is really taking note. Get your pen, you get your paper, right? And take down notes, because these are a lot of information, my dear beloved. And we have to send these information. It's free from Advent Light. Advent Light is presenting these free nugget to you. And we do hope that you are taking these information, that you can go back. And then the truth, because these are the truth that God gave us, the law, and he wants us to go out and share with others so that others can know the benefit of these laws that God have given unto us, and that they too will be able to share with others to get relief. So we want to thank you, my dear, for that. We are going to open the second line, 518-482. That was the time that you can share. We have 8 laws tonight of health, and we are asking you, any one of them you want to take, you can take and share tonight. Sister Tamika, share exercise, the second law. Nutrition is the first, and the second is water, right? This is, right? E is exercise, right? New, I am running. W, E is for exercise. So she took the second one. So your line is open, 518-482. If you want to take anyone out of the law, it's free for you. Now you are on the floor. God bless.
Thank you, Sister Pavel, for opening my line. And I just want to talk about the cold, about cold feet, because right now, many people are suffering with cold feet. When your feet are very cold, symptoms, too much of the time seems, you know, all the time your feet seems to be cold. This might be caused from some deeper problems such as diabetes and hyperthyroidism. When you have hyperthyroid, your feet sometimes usually be very cold, or they call it Borger disease or Raynaud disease. But it's natural, but there are many some of the natural remedies that you can use to cure that. But it's to put your feet in cold water for 1 minute and dry them. Then you do some jumping around. You could jump rope if you can, run or walk for 1 to 2 minutes, and do this 3 to 4 times a day. If you have a lawn by your house, you could go out in the bare feet, walk barefoot for a few minutes on the cold, wet lawn, and when you rise, then quickly dry your feet and put on fresh socks. Put on your shoe and keep active until the feet is thoroughly warm. Forget about the neighbor when you do this. You are having more fun than they are. Perhaps, you know, you have to do, they will start doing it too. Better yet, move to the country and exercise. The pure in heart will see God. It is only God that can, by grace, enable us to choose to be pure by faith. We walk and talk with our Redeemer and live his life. Jeremiah 31:18. So this is my little advice to all of us in the and this evening, if you're suffering with cold feet, most of the time, it might be something, some other problem, such as diabetes or hyperthyroidism, right? And that is a little exercise that you could use, right? You run, walk, or anything, walk. And that is very helpful because we have all types of feet problems. We have flat feet, we have athlete's feet, but this evening I'm only going to remind you because you know it already. I'm just going to remind you about cold feet because the weather is coming up and many people are complaining already about cold feet. So I think it's an appropriate time to talk about it this evening, and I want everybody to have a chance, so I will stop right there and give somebody a chance to give their part. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line.
Amen, 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 praise God. Thank you, Sister Canzanelli. Again, my dear beloved, we are blessed on this line. Health Reform Night, right? We have been hearing a lot of benefits from these 8 laws of health that God have given unto us. Right, a while ago we did the exercise, what we must do, build our energy, right? Build circulation, it's good for blood pressure, you know, decrease blood pressure and all these things. Now we are hearing about still exercise, cold feet, and sometimes when we have cold feet, we heard a while ago from our dear sister, you know, diabetes or high thyroid problems. And, you know, she also gave us some remedy for these things, cold feet, as we are coming into the winter season. Let us really write down these things. Be active. She talked about wet foot. She talked about damp foot, how we should do in cold water, and then get our towel and wipe our feet with a towel and wipe our foot till it is well dry. She also talked about bare feet, that we can go out in the lawn. And the other day we got that message, actually, last few weeks. What bare feet, walking bare feet. Some people said, they're coming inside, some of them in your house, they cannot walk barefoot, right? Yeah, they can't walk bare feet, and they don't know that that is a good health. You get a good health benefit by walking barefoot. They say they will catch cold if they come in barefoot, they're outside. And I saw that, you know what, it helps us, and we heard a lot about that. So we just want to thank you, Sister Consinelli. Walk and jump barefoot out there, you know. All you have to do, be careful when you go out there, barefoot walker. Sometimes they have little things can itch you, stick you, so you have to be careful with that, even going out on the lawn, you know. So, but we just want to thank God for all these benefits that we are hearing. All right, I'm going to open the line. Prior requests, you know, we are in 809, but you know, we are sharing whatever you want to share tonight, my dear beloved. Please to share, give thanks what you have done, some praise report, you know, you can also share that too. Right. 857-505, your line is open.
Hello, beloved. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I like to thank God, Sister Power, because God is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Power. Oh, Sister Power, I want to say hallelujah. I want to say hallelujah. I want to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. He's an awesome God. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, Sister Power, I have a scripture for everyone, Sister Power. I don't know, can everyone open in this scripture in Proverbs 17, verse 17 for Sister Tariko and everyone on this line, Sister Power. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. My brothers and sisters, that scripture, my brothers and sisters, is my favorite scripture, my brothers and sisters. And may God bless you all in this prayer line. And Sister Brenda and Brother John, may God bless you on this prayer line. What matter what you're going through, Brother John and Sister Brenda, remember that scripture. Proverbs 17, verse 17. I can read it again, Sister Val, for Sister Brenda. A friend loves at all times. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. This one is for Sister Brenda, Sister Power, and Sister and Brother John. Sister Brenda and Brother John, what matter what you're going through, my brothers and sisters, trust in the Lord because God is able to do all things. He will break every chain for Brother John and Sister Brenda. Keep the faith in the Lord. What with faith in him because God will give you deliverance. Sister Brenda, what man what you are going through, God will break every chain for you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare it. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus. God will give you victory, Sister Brenda and Brother John and everyone on this prayer line. Everyone on this prayer line, keep the faith in the Lord because he is able. Sister Brenda, you have to say hallelujah. You have to say hallelujah. You have to say hallelujah. Praise to the Lord, Sister Brenda. Praise him. Praise him. Give God praise. Give him worship because he is good. He deserves the praise, Sister Brenda. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Brenda. What matter what you're going through, trust in the Lord because God is able to do all things. He will break every chain for you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name, Sister Brenda, he will break every chain for you, Brother John, in the name of Jesus. And Sister Power, my prayer request is to pray for my mother, pray for me and my mother, pray for everyone in this prayer line. And Sister Power, I'm praying for Sister Johanna. I'm praying for Sister Shakai. I'm praying for everyone on the prayer line. May God bless you all. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. Thank you, Brother Eli, for sharing and, you know, expressing your love for everyone. As Proverbs 17 said, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born adversity. You know, all time, when you have a friend, you know, I know you have, well, we have a friend in Jesus. And as the songwriter say tonight, you know, it's good to love and to realize the benefits that we all have, what we got, get, you know, all these benefits we get from God. He is so good. He is so great. And he is worthy to be praised. I said, the song said, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. We can give him everything. We can share everything to him. And he is willing and worthy to be praised, Brother Eli. So we just want to thank you for sharing and, you know, presenting, you know, all these promises that God have given unto us. And we all believe that God is able to do all things. So I just want to thank you for sharing. My dear beloved, what a blessing we all can have when we come together as brother. As the psalm say, a friend loveth at all times. When we come together as a friend at all times on this line to give praises to God for what he has done. He has done so much things for us, and we have to give praise. So open the line for everyone tonight. So we want to thank you for the concern, Brother Eli, that you have for each one of us on the line. 985-232, your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for all he's done for us, and thank him for some blessings that came my way. I was unexpected. Brother Eli surprised us, and we sure appreciate his prayers and all the rest of the prayers that came on the line. So we thank everybody for those prayers. I would like to read a prayer, devotion prayer. Dear Lord, we have hope and faith in your will for our lives because your love is consistent. Please help us reflect your love in the world around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God we see the Lord have nothing but love for us. And we love him too because we know he gave his only begotten son for us. So we thank God for all the love he has and the love we have for our sisters and brothers in this, on this line and off this line and around the world. So that's what he wants us to do, come together. Lift his name up, spread the word, and love one another, and be sincere with his word. And, you know, and that's where the Lord looks at you and bless you and appreciate what we do. So we just thank the Lord. We do it in obedience, and he'll bless us. So we just thank the Lord for all he do for us. And I just ask for prayer for all my sisters and brothers on this prayer line and lift up Brother Eli, Sister Tarmika, because I prayed for her today. She wasn't feeling too well. So lift Sister Tarmika up and all our mission members. I haven't heard from Sister Stephanie in a while. And Brother Rick, I heard him on last week, and all the other mission members, and Sister Power, and Alec Mason, her mission and her strength. Thank God she's coming back strong. And all the rest of our family and friends, Sister Leola, because I don't know what happened to her today. I didn't hear a call. I didn't hear from her. So, we'll pray for her and her children and wherever she may be, and each and every one of them like family. And we just want to thank y'all for your prayers, because our home is up, and they're putting the stairs, and they're going to start on the stairs way and do the other few little things. So, but somewhere in October, we should be already ready to go in. So I just thank for all the prayers, and God bless each and everyone, and we're just going to keep each other in prayer. Ask the Lord to forgive us where we fall short, and continue praying for one another. Amen. It's Brother John.
Amen. Amen.
This is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. Like to say hello to everyone, my prayer line family, sisters and brothers. And just want to say thank God for our God, our Heavenly Father, you know, to be there to watch over us and shine his light on us, even when we're in the darkness, and shine his bright light and bring us to the light from things we don't understand. He'll bring us to the light from that, and things we can't comprehend right away. And in time, everything will be fine, because he'll bring us all into the light. It'll be like a tunnel vision, have us with a tunnel vision. You know, all we got to do is stay focused on his word and on God, and we'll have the tunnel vision and just end up to the end of the tunnel with a, if we're walking in darkness, we're going to end up at the light at the end of the tunnel, and we'll shine his light on us, wake us up from out of the darkness into the light. But God bless. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing encouraging word and to share the light that God have given unto you and Sister Brenda, so that you can share the light and things that we do not know. He promised us, right, that he will send the Holy Spirit to teach us. And when he teach us all the truth, that is how this light come, Brother John, that we can share it with others. And God is certainly doing it. God is so good. He is so great to our family on Advent Light. What he has been doing for us, what he has done for us. And you know what? We cannot catch it up. We cannot close it within. We have to share it. And Brother John, you have a testimony. Sister Brenda have. Sister Carla have a testimony. Sister Consonelli have one. And Brother Eli and Sister Tamika, Sister Leola. Every one of us on it was trusting God, depending upon God, you know, and following his command and, you know, sharing with others. The truth is a testimony we have to give God. And that is the light that shine within. And when that light shine within, we have to shine it out. As the song says, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, we're going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine till Jesus come. So Sister Brenda and Brother John and every one of us, the light that God gave us the truth, we have to let it shine. And we promise to let it shine all through the neighborhood. Everywhere we go, we're going to send that message of shine. This is my praise report. I thank God for you people, my brothers and my sisters. And some are our grandchildren, and some are my daughters and son and daughters. So I just want to thank you all, family, Advent family, for praying for Sister Powell. You know what? God is so good. As we remember this woman with the issue of blood for 12 years, and she tries all our best. This is Health Reform Thursday night. And we don't pray yet, but we soon go in prayer. But she tries everywhere she goes. And her little funds that she had worn out. And she did not know what to do. But this woman still have faith in God. He knows, she knows. And she heard that God was at a certain place, you know. And she said, Jesus, she said, you know what, I am going to go. Despite of the circumstances and how the crowd was there. She went, she persevered, and she went. And when she went, that woman had to become like a dog. You know, we have 4 foot, so she had to go down and creep while the crowd was strong. But because faith and determination, she went, and she went to a place, and Jesus was in the midst. Jesus was there, and he knew that this woman's faith was strong. And he tries to go, and the woman went and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And what happened? Jesus felt the touch and the virtue from him leave. So you could say, who is that? Touch me. The disciples, them crying, I don't know. The crowd is there. But Jesus knew the woman was trembling because she didn't want to bawl out, "Hi, Jesus." But she has that faith. And what happened? Jesus looked at her and said, "Lady, your faith have made you whole." And from that day onward, that woman was healed. Well, I can tell you that we have a Jesus this health week. This is the health Thursday. A Jesus who can do all things, my dear beloved. And because we have that Jesus, that Savior, who promised us that he can do all things, we can say that prayer with prayer. That woman touched physically, but we cannot touch him physically right now, but we can touch him spiritually. And I can share this, and I will share this prayer, and then I will pray. And this prayer said, prayer moves a mountain. Just as all that woman said, to her prayer, move mountain, she was healed. It said, prayer is the answer to every problem in life. Prayer puts us in tune with the divine wisdom, which know how to adjust everything perfect. So often we do not pray in certain situations because from our standpipe, the outlook is hopeless. But nothing is impossible with God, my dear beloved. Nothing is so entangled that it cannot be removed. Remedy. No human relationship is too strained for God to bring about reconciliation and understanding. No habit is so deep-rooted that it cannot be overcome. No one is so weak that we cannot be strong. No one is so tall, so ill, that he cannot be healed. No one is so dull that it cannot be made brilliant. Ever we need, if we trust God, he will supply it. If anything is causing worry or anxiety tonight, my dear beloved, let us stop rehearsing the difficulty and bring trust. Trust God for healing. Trust God because he loves us. Trust God because he have us, give us the power. He will give us the power. He have the power and he will give us the power to go there and do. So God is good. He is great. And he is worthy to be praised. So doing, I must tell you, thank you all for praying for Sister Powell, who went under the eye surgery last week. You know, the second week this is. And I can tell you, God is healing me very, very good, right? And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your prayer. Your prayer, as we just said a while ago, prayer moves a mountain. And it did move mountain of providing the help that I need, the help that I need with the physician on earth. He gave me the Father first. And he gave me the Son, and the Holy Spirit was the nurses, them all around. Lord, who was so kind, loving, tender-hearted, compassion. And when he brought me into that surgery, with the surgeon, who is the Son, who I say, you know, the Son, you know. And God have used them because he were there, and everything was successful. So I just want to give God thanks and say thank you to my family, Advent family, for praying for me. You know what? The best thing to have, to know, to have a friend like Jesus, and the best thing to know that we can call upon him at every time. With any situation, he is there. So tonight, my prayer request, my dear beloved, let us continue to pray for each and every one of us. We have loved one on this line who will be traveling to foreign country next week. Let us pray for safe traveling mercies. We have family here on this line going through difficulties. Let us lift them up in prayer. We have family up on this line here who want to draw closer and closer with new light from God. Let us lift them up. I must say, Sister Leola traveled this morning to a doctor, I think, appointment, so she won't be able to join us this evening. But let us pray that God will give her safe traveling mercies back home, you know. We have so much things to give God thanks for, and I just want to thank God for what he has done. A sad news I heard these few days, our little grandson that we all help on Advent, like my dear beloved, our little grandson, the Williams family, that was the last big project he have done, you know, where God sent us here to help him. And we have helped him. He's just 19 now. Last year he was 18. This year he was 19. And he had completed a project and started some little other little project by going out feeding the homeless and the poor, the elderly, taking food. And he has a little bike, my dear beloved. And he got into a lot of accident with that bike. So we know it's not secure. And his boat was his job because it was YouTube. He was able, with loving donors who send and help him, that he could get a little vehicle. And he got the funds to get the little vehicle. And my dear, there was a gentleman who we get contact with, I don't know how. He distributed water supply at a college and eventually get in contact with that gentleman. And that gentleman said he is a dealer that he exported car from abroad, right? Exporter, yes, things are imported when you go in, right? And he took his little funds that he saved, my dear, to get that car by, you know, it's supposed to reach him, you know, the car coming down, see the picture of the car, and it's supposed to reach him. You know, and it is going up for some months now. He cannot hear from the person. The person is not around. We address him that when he goes, he did not. But, my dear, this little boy Shutters, you know, 18-year-old, he could be out there on the street. But God uses him to help the needy. And you want to tell me, a big man, if you saw him, his picture was on there, you can go to YouTube, Alex Nation, and you will see it, you know. So we're asking for prayer for him, that we continue to lift him up so that he will get his strength and to know that God is a good God and God will repay him and God will bring that man to justice. I'm not praying for anything bad for him, but I'm praying that God would touch his and move his heart so that he can accept Christ as his personal Savior, because he's a soul, and ask for repentance for what he have done and bring back either the car or the funds to that little 18-year-old child that he had actually shattered, right? So this is my prior request, my dear. Please to remember it in your closet when you go in to pray, Alex, with that difficult. That, you know what? Because we could hear that he gone into depression, because that was why he was not on the radio, the YouTube, doing his video, because he was almost in that stage of depression. So he was not doing anything again. So we just pray that God will bless him. So I will call for the word of prayer, and I'm going to open the line for few prayer. And then, my dear beloved, we can share, because we have more that we can share tonight or listen to our message. But I prefer to share. And if you guys still have a song you want to sing or you want to share more, we will give you the opportunity before we go into the sermon. Right? Yes, let me pray now, please, my dear beloved. Bow your head and let us have prayer. Or kneel. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. We come before you this moment because we know we have a need for you this day. We ask you, Lord, as we gather at this welcome table, search each heart in which you know every one of us and what we need. See, dear Lord, if there is any wicked ways in us, remove it from us and allow us, dear Lord, that this prayer that we presented to you
that it will be answered. Father, we are crying out to you. We are pleading to you, Father, to have mercy upon us. We are asking you, Lord, to forgive us of all our many sins and our shortcomings. And we are asking you, Lord, as we are striving, Lord, for that righteousness in Christ by faith, sanctification, Lord, where we give you our whole being. We are asking you, Lord, please to take it. As we surrender everything to you, we ask you to take us. Lord, have your own sweet way in our life tonight. Help us, Lord, that through the Holy Spirit, we will know that you are here by our side. So we come boldly to the throne, dear Father, asking you to fill us with your sweet, sweet Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, fall afresh upon your children. Holy Spirit, allow us, Lord, to feel your presence tonight. Holy Spirit, that our Father said that he is going to leave this Holy Spirit and as a comforter so that he will be with us. So we know you are here with us, Lord. We come before you to say thank you. Thank you for providing for us the basic needs, Lord Jesus, of the tree of life, tree. Lord, the food, the fruit, Lord, you have provided for us, Lord. And you know that is what's going to build our immune system, Lord, and to help our body to be strong. We thank you for the love that you have extended upon us, that you want us to live in the truth and do the truth and share the truth that you have given unto us. You want us to know that on that great day when you shall come and gather your children, you are going to give us back that streams of living flow crystal water that we will drink. And also you promise to give us back and bring to our light that we can see that beautiful tree of life into that garden that bear 12 manner of fruit and yielded our fruit every month for the leaves for the healing of the nation. 12 different fruits that we can pick of all the fruits that we need and that we can enjoy. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for those promises. We want to thank you, dear Lord, for providing for us our basic needs, our food that you provide, our clothing, and also our shelter. We thank you, Lord. And we are praying tonight that all those out there, Lord, who do not have a comfortable sheltering, we know that thousands are under the bridge that this, and it is getting colder. Colder and colder and colder. We are asking you, Lord, please, Lord, provide a place for them so that they will be able to be sheltered beyond, from the coldness. We pray for them. We also, dear Father, come before you. Pray for those, dear Lord, who are in need financially at this time. You know what they need and the desire. Father, we ask you, Lord, please, Lord, go by them. Father, those who are under depression, as we speak a while ago with that little 19-year-old now youth, Lord Jesus, of what the robbery that they stole actually away from is youth, as a youth, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Father, to strengthen him. We ask you to comfort him. Ask you, Lord, not to allow him to take that, what happened, Lord, in his own hand, but leave it and present it for the law, Lord, to deal with. We ask you, Lord, for comfort at this time. and ask you, Lord, to put financial blessing upon him so that he will bless, because, Lord, we know that you promised the youth that you want them to be strong. You told us that the youth will be the leaders of tomorrow. So, Lord, we present him to you. Continue to pour your blessing. Father, we present to you tonight all those who are in two opinions, sharing two different opinions. Some want to serve you, and some is serving the world. Lord, world, the church, world, the church. Heavenly Father, we put them in your care. You know everything about them, and Lord, you show them the truth. Lord, the world at this time, dear Lord, is doing things, Lord, not what you have said, but they are putting it into their own perspective. But we are asking you tonight, dear Lord, on this line, because we believe in our Father who told us that we must ask and he will grant it unto us. Now, dear Lord, we present our own self on this line, every brother and sister. Lord, you know them by name. And as we present them to you, Lord, we present Sister Consinelli. Continue to pour your blessings upon her and her family. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to allow her, dear Lord, as she share the truth to this world, Lord Jesus, that you know you will give her the strength, because the desire of her heart is to carry your truth to the dying world. Thank you for the resources that you brought on this line, Lord, and thank you that we can appreciate, Lord Jesus, these benefits of what you have given unto us, and we have been using them and also sharing them and also see the benefit and to give you all the praise. We lift up to you, dear Lord, our dear Sister Tamiko. Lord, continue to pour your blessings upon her. Lord, you know her need at this time. Lord, she is crying out to you. She needs your help. She needs your guidance. And we just present her and let her have faith to trust you that you will able to carry her through. Continue to bless her daughter. Open her eyes. Give her wisdom. Give her knowledge. Give her understanding so that she can come to you, because you are the author and finisher of her faults, and you are able to carry them through. We lift up her sons, one in jail. Lord Tony, you have been doing good for him. He has been studying your word. Continue to bless him. We lift up the other son and his wife and his children. You know everything about him. Continue to lead him to you. Father, we lift up her mom, Dorothy, and also her siblings. Whatsoever need they need and have, we know, Lord, if they trust you, you will provide it for them. We also lift up our dear beloved Sister Brenda and Brother John. Heavenly Father, we call in names, because we saw what you have done. Lord, Brother John and Sister Brenda have a report, Lord Jesus, that they can go out, a testimony that they can go out and share to those in Louisiana and all over the world. What you have done. We are here on this line, and we can give the testimony and the praise when many times and many nights we are out praying for dear Brother John on that bed, that he did not know how many weeks in coma. He did not know anything. He was actually gone. But Heavenly Father, we come here this evening, El Thursday, to say we have a loving Father who can even raise the dead. And that we can see and talk about and tell it to others. So that light that Brother John, Sister Brenda, while we're sick and you know, taking these medication and dreary and what, and we live to see what you have done for Sister Brenda. We saw Sister Brenda and Brother John face to face, and we saw the love of you within them. We saw the strength that you have given Sister Brenda, that we could work together in the vineyard to do your work. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for that. God, we know that you are a God who hears and you answer prayer. So tonight we thank you for all the answer prayer, Lord, that you have answered for us all. And as we come before you tonight again, Lord, bringing all our brothers and sisters to you. Father, we lift up our dear brother Hilai. That's another testimony. That's another praise. That's another, people said, miracle. You can work miracle. Called healing, because we saw his ear on Advent light. With Brother Eli, as a young man came on this as a young man. And Lord Jesus, we saw what you have done. You loose the tongue, Lord, that Brother Eli, praising you all. When his tongue was not loose, he was praising, he was sharing, he was giving you thanks. And we live to see now, Brother Eli, dear Lord, tongue have been loose more and more and more each day. And we know it's a miracle. So we want to thank you for that. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, with myself. Heavenly Father, to see what you have done. I'm not a young, not a middle age, but as a actually, not a senior citizen, Lord, elderly, Lord, and you have carried me through. Sometimes when the knees feel like it's not going, and when I saw the love, Lord, for my grandchildren, my own children, but all my grandchildren, when we go on the mission field, when I saw the love that they gave me, we slept in one bed. Lord, we dare share there our devotion together, pray, sing together, share what we have together. Lord, you are so good. I just want to say thank you. Lord, it's worthy that we can come before you and to give you the praise. We lift up our dear brother Rick to you, one who is with us, Lord, one who knows our pain, what we are going through our pain, one who is always there to pray and to give us good advice. Lord, we pray for him. We pray for his mother and his father who he lived to see. Lord, the house that was destroyed, burned down, we live to see that it is coming, that they soon move in. We live to see, Lord Jesus, the mom and dad giving thanks. We live to see all these blessings, Lord, that flow down upon him. And we also present Ashley to him. I know sometimes it's a burden, but it's a praying father and mother who continue to pray for their wayward children. And we join with that prayer, and we pray with him for Ashley. We pray for them. We lift up Sister Leola, always been praying for Jarvis and Nicole and Marie, Shiloh and Jarvis Jr. And Lord, you heard our prayer and our cry. Jarvis is not on the street this winter. Lord, he's in a secure place. So we ask you to hold him dear, dear Lord, and provide a better place for him. And we just want to say thank you. We lift up our dear Sister Carla, Lord, traveling both and forth in the missionary field, doing your will, determination that she has to follow you all the end. We lift her up and her children, Lord Jesus. You know Nicholas, Lord, and her daughter. We lift her up to you. And keep them as young people, precious young people, that they will follow you. We lift up Sister Stephanie, Lord. Lord, you know our desire for artists to follow you. Continue, Lord, to bless her and keep her. Continue to let her light shine as she's in class. Lord, we know we miss her for a few weeks, but we know our presence is here. Continue to bless her and continue to keep her. And now as we come before you this evening, we just present every one of us to you in the most holy sanctuary, Richardson and Brother O'Neill, and everyone, Brother Ray. Lord, we lift him up and everyone to you. Lord, you know everything. And as we are coming to the close this evening, we're going to read a little scripture, a few passages in the ministry of healing, and then we close. We thank you for this opportunity, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I think we can do one more prayer. One more prayer. If anyone would like to pray, can you press number one that you can do another prayer? I don't want to ask somebody join. If you want to share by having a prayer, you can press number one that I can open your line. And thank you for joining. And you can just press number one and I will open your line if you want to pray. I don't want to pray Paul and the individual don't want to. So if you want to pray who joined us a while ago, you can just press number one and we will open your line. Yes, my dear beloved. God is good and God is so great. So we're going to read something from the Word of God this evening. You know, my eyes, so I can do a lot of reading, you know, my dear beloved. But I am going to try to just read a little passage before our time. We just have a few. And let me go with prayer. Because you know what? In everything we do, is prayer. So we're going to read about prayer, right? Because if we want anything, we have to go to God in prayer. And just a few lines. It said the privilege of prayer from the Ministry of Healing. We too must have time set apart for meditation, right? So meditation is very important for us. So we must set apart a time for meditation and prayer and for receiving spiritual refreshing. Every day, my dear beloved, we need spiritual refreshing. And if we do not pray, right, fast, sing, we cannot get those refreshing. So let us know that that is what we should do. And we do not value the power of efficiency of prayer as we should. Prayer and faith will do what no power on earth can do. So you see, when we pray, my dear beloved on this line, and we may ask the Lord for something and we did not receive it the time or the time that we need, right? We must not lose faith. Perseverance. Have faith in God. Trust him, and we know that he will answer our prayer. He said prayer and faith will do what no power on earth can accomplish. We are seldom in all respect placed in the same position twice. We continually have new scenes and new trials to pass through. Where past experience cannot be a sufficient guide, we must have the continual light that comes from God. So in everything we do, my baby, and brothers and sisters, we have the light from God, right? It will carry us through. It said Christ is ever sending messages to those who listen for his voice. On the night of his agony in Gethsemane, the sleeping disciples heard not the voice of Jesus. They had a dead sense of the angel present, but lost the power and glory of the scene. Because of their drowsiness and stupor, they failed of receiving his evidence. So, my dear beloved, I can stop right there. Let us not fail, right, from praying. Let us not fail from going to God in prayer and fasting. The time that is ahead of us, trials, it's tribulation. We saw all over the news where there is earthquake. The big earthquake few weeks ago, my dear beloved, happened in Morocco. And over 2,800 people died, perished, and some they cannot give account of. We have another earth flooding in Libya. Lord, we have another flooding. It's almost the same, 2,000 people died. We have fire, sometimes California, we have fire, all shooting, chain school, we all those things, scamming all over the world, people taking away children or killing babies, you know, all over the world, not only one district or one area, it's all over. You turn to the east, the south, the north, the west, everywhere you turn, it's killing, killing. So we see that the coming of Christ is near, because he said that when we see these things, we must look up. Another thing impresses me, dear, of everything that he wrote in the Bible, it have been coming fulfilled. The other day, just here last night, there was a series on it, and they said it's a historical scenery, and it was about why people accept the Sabbath, and that was the Sabbath rebellion. And I think you guys can go and look it up. And let me tell you, I was lying down eventually, because you know my eyes I am not straining it, and listening, it's two guys, I don't remember, one is from a Lutheran, and one, he did not state it what he is, but I do know that he was the Sabbath keeper. And my dear beloved, I tell you, that guy was great. He said he was in the Lutheran church, he was in the Methodist, and he came out because what he found there wasn't the truth. And he found the truth Sabbath. And because of finding the truth Sabbath, you know what? He's living better with his wife. He's living better with his children better. Every Friday night, sunset, he is able to call family worship with his family, sharing the word of God and reading the Bible and getting more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that he is able, you know, to keep his home together and also to share the true Sabbath. The other one said after he spoke, right? He was selling and hoping that the Sabbath is done away with, my dear beloved, a Lutheran member. It is done away because from Jesus went on the cross, right? No more Sabbath, you can, no more Sabbath. So the guy in called back to him and said, wow, because there is no other Sabbath, if you believe in the law. And there was some discussion. So I'm asking you to look, but I'm telling you, the guy was very good, the first one who do open the open statement. So we know that controversy is all over, and we know what is happening. So let us study the word, you know, feed upon God's word, my dear, so that we can know the truth that the Lord wants us to stay close with. So far and so doing. Hello? Somebody want to share? If somebody wants to share, can you press 1 and I will open the line. So we're going to close off, my dear beloved, and I just want to thank you. If you need to share anything, press number 1 here on the line and you can share, or you can close off with prayer. But we just want to thank God for everyone tonight who joined us, and as we read the privilege of prayer, we are encouraging you all to continue to pray each moment. When the trials and the tribulation come down, We ask you to pray continuously. And I'm going to open this line that this individual can hear. Put the name, but how you like this. Okay. I'm going to open this line and ask for prayer. 484-3206, your line is open. Ask you if you can give us a short word of prayer, right? And then we will close.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Paula. Yes, I'm so glad to be here with you, my beloved. And it is so powerful, the ministry of healing there, when you was reading where it says that prayer and faith will do what no power on earth can accomplish. So we have to remember to always stay in prayer. And as the scripture brings out in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, it brings out we should pray without ceasing. So we definitely have to pray because we are in the last days and the enemy is constantly attacking each and every one of us. And if we pray and ask God for help, he will definitely help us because he loves us all with an everlasting love. And he never leaves us nor forsakes us. So I'm just so grateful that we were able to share the ministry of healing with us because I've been writing different parts in the ministry of healing to my son, Tony, who's in prison. And he's been getting it in the mail, and he said, Mom, this is so powerful. It's very encouraging to him. So you never know what effect you can bring upon your children if you start writing the different pages from the Ministry of Healing and send it to them so they can read, because he can't have the Ministry of Healing in there, but he can have the Holy Bible. So then he can go over the Ministry of Healing, and there's Bible scriptures quoted in there, and he can share it. And we, all his friends that are in there, so to help them to draw closer to Jesus in these last days. So I am so grateful for the information, and I'm so grateful to be here tonight with all of my beloved brothers and sisters. And I'm just thanking God for another day of life. I'm thanking him for everything he has done for me and my daughter. I'm so grateful. So, yes, I can give a word of prayer. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
God, from whom all blessings flow, praise him, all creatures here below, praise him above the heavenly host, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious day. We thank you for bringing us together tonight on the health prayer line, dear Lord. We're so grateful to be here. We bless your holy name, Lord. We magnify your great holy name, and we glorify your great holy name. We thank you for Sister Powell, which I call my mama. She's a wonderful Mama Powell. She's always there to help us, to give us encouragement. She's always praying for each and every one of us, Lord. So we lift up Sister Powell and her precious family in Jamaica, her precious jewels in Jamaica, the beautiful children. Lord, we pray for her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. Lord, we pray for her siblings, Lord. We pray for Alex Nation. We are praying for the Williams family. And we are also praying for the Rosie Project. We pray that you bless her ministry, dear Lord, so she can continue in her ministry work. It is such a blessing, Lord, what she's doing. And it sets the example for each and every one of us, that she can go out and preach the word with boldness. Lord, then we can do it too. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beautiful example she sets for us. We ask that you cover her under the blood of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, we thank you for the successful surgery on her eyes. We thank you, Lord, because you are the great physician. You are the doctor, Jesus. Lord, there's nothing our God cannot do. So we thank you for healing her and keeping her safe and well and protected, dear Lord, at all times. Heavenly Father, we're lifting up all our brothers and sisters tonight. Lord, you know them by name, as Sister Powell have already prayed for them. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over every name, every single name that Sister Powell has called out. And I plead the blood of Jesus over Sister Powell and her children, her grandchildren, over every person on this prayer line, all of my beloved brothers and sisters. Lord, we are praying, dear Lord, that you will be with us tonight. Give us a peaceful night's sleep. Dear Lord, watch over us, guide and keep and protect us, dear Lord, at all times, because we so need you in these last days. We could do nothing without you, Lord, as you are the vine and we are the branches, and you are the potter and we are the clay.
So be with us tonight, Heavenly Father, and bless all of us, dear Lord. Give everyone safe travel and mercy if they're not home yet from work. And be with them, Father God. Cover us all under the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Heavenly Father. May you walk with us and talk with us all in our life's narrow ways. So we thank you, Father God, for everything you have done for each and every one of us. And we place everything into your holy hands, Father God. We thank you again, and we leave in your precious care and keeping, Father God. Thank you for everything, and we leave everything to you. In Jesus' precious name we pray, always with praise and thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister. Thank you, Sister Kamiko. And you know what? I will do the last prayer again, and then we will close. Father, we come again. Thank you for the prayer that is offered up to you in the most holy sanctuary. We present Sister KD, Lord Jesus, to you. Continue to pour your blessings upon Sister KD, Lord, and those two precious grandchildren. Help them, dear Lord. We know you are dear by their side in all things. And also Dominique and his wife. Lord, continue to bless them, continue to keep them, continue to allow your light to shine. And as you are the great physician towards those precious little jewels, we just want to thank you for your care that you have been caring them. Bless Sister Katie, keep her, provide for her many needs. And we thank you for the great resources that she has placed on this and put on this line to be here, Lord Jesus. We do not hear her sometimes, but we know she's here. And, Lord, she's praying and she's helping each one of us, Lord. So continue to bless her, continue to keep her. We pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, and we also praying for our dear listener on the internet, some from Netherlands, some from Asia, some from Africa, some from Jamaica, some from Canada, upstate New York, Louisiana, and all over. We welcome you on this line, and we do know that one day soon and very soon, if we do not meet on this side, we will meet when Jesus comes. All we have to do is to be faithful and to be ready for that great day. My dear beloved, have a good night, and we know that tomorrow is the Sabbath, so we are asking you to invite a friend to come and listen to the last day event on the Sabbath. It's the Sabbath, but you know, on the Sabbath night, and just come to take, ready to take notes that you can study again and to find yourself a true one to God, because God wants us to be educated. So thank you for joining us tonight. And we are just going to close with a song. And good night. We're just going to close with a song. Might we hear this song here? The Law of the Lord.
The Law of the Lord is perfect. And the Jesus Lord. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise and simple. For to be desired are they than gold, in a much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the honey cool. The statutes of the Lord. Commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eye. For to be desired are they than gold, in a much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. For to be
amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my dear. Have a good night, and we will meet tomorrow night.